T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With your deepest secrets revealed.
Without the messy consequences.
This is Team PXY's True Confessions.
The woman we've got on hold for Team PXY True Confessions has quite the moral dilemma on her hands right now.
I know. I've been struggling with this, Corey, ever since we got her message yesterday, and it's not even happening to me.
Right. Let's bring her on the voice changer to explain right now. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Spill the tea, sis.
So I've got a couple of friends who are currently, let's say, seeing the guy who owns the house I live in, and they definitely don't know about each other. I'm having a really difficult time deciding between being a really good friend and telling them, or looking out for number one, myself.
Okay, now explain how not telling them is looking out for yourself.
Well, you guys have to see my apartment. It's just amazing. Like, I have the top floor of the house, and the guy lives on, like, the bottom half. It's got tons and tons of room. It's an awesome location, and literally everything is included in my rent, and the rent is so cheap.
Okay, so are you friends with this guy? How did you score the deal? Also, does he have any other places? Because I'm kind of looking for a place.
I'll keep an eye out for you. Don't worry. No, we're not friends. We were kind of introduced, and he told me we started talking about the rent, and it was perfect.
And okay, now look, you're 100% positive he's actually juggling your two friends here. There's like confirmation for this.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you see, the reason why I know this is because I have friends over a lot, and sometimes he comes and hangs out with us, and on back-to-back nights, I guess he hooked up with one, and then he hooked up with the other, He's just been juggling them ever since, which is super awkward. Like, they both reach out to me to talk about him.
Yikes. Right. I don't love that.
So, okay, so your worry here is that if you blow up this guy's spot, you blow the whistle on him, this could somehow affect your living situation?
Yeah, basically. Like, I know it's selfish, but it's also really nice apartment.
Okay, well, I guess an important factor to think about here is, like, how close are you with these girls?
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, if they're your best friends, then I think this makes a decision maybe more difficult. But if it's kind of like,
Well, they're not best friend status. I'm not going to say that. But they're also not just acquaintances.
Okay, so we also have to factor in the reality of the situation here. Like, is there any way they could find out, like, and be mad at you for not telling them?
But, like, did I tell you everything that's included in the rent? He even gave me his HBO Go password. Come on.
I mean, I think it's more of a certainty that you're going to lose these two friends once they find out that, you know, this is going on than the reality of losing your place. Like, I'm pretty sure there's nothing in your lease about him being able to kick you out for blowing up his spot and ruining the juggling act he's currently doing when it comes to his dating life.
No, you're right. He can't do it now, but when my lease is up, what is he going to do? He'll kick me out.
I mean, I don't know, girl. It kind of seems like you already made your mind up and you're kind of just looking at us for validation.
Right.
I don't know. No, maybe. I guess I'm just curious what other people think.
Well, I mean, I think it comes down to, again, how close you are with these friends. And if you're willing to lose them, you know, it sounds like they're just kind of friends, right? And also, here's a thing to point out. They're adults making their own adult decisions. I don't necessarily think it's your job to guide them through their dating lives. Like, no. You know, it just puts you in a very awkward position.
And you know what? I still live with my parents, so if I found a place like yours, I'd basically disown my brother for it. So
well, you know, let's throw it out there. You know, if you're in her position, you've got an amazing place that you love, it's super cheap, but the guy who owns it and lives below you is juggling two of your kind of friends. Do you tell them and risk maybe ruining that situation? Or do you keep your mouth shut and just keep getting that free HBO Go password? 222-9800, or you can hit us up on the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822.
Also, just throwing it out there, after we hear what people have to say, if you do decide to do it and he does kick you out, just let him know my lips are sealed and I'm ready to move in, whatever.
Would you give up a flawless living situation if it meant being a good friend? We've got some polls up right now. You can vote on Facebook. You can jump in on the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. But basically, what she told us is that she has the perfect living situation. Location is great.
Apartment is sick. Like, basically a penthouse. So.
And the price is unbelievable.
Next to nothing.
Mm. But
for some reason, I already know what
that'd be,
you can
that'd
say.
Be nice.
But the guy that owns the house lives on the first floor. She lives on the second floor. And apparently, this guy,
it's a little scandalous,
has been hooking up with two of her. She's called them kind of friends.
Oh,
so
she's
not
using the term friends very loosely.
Yeah,
here.
I mean, honestly, when we spoke to her, and if you missed it, you can catch that on the 98pxy.com or the radio.com app on demand. It seemed like she was trying to get us to just agree with her that keep your mouth shut and don't potentially lose the situation, because these two friends have no idea, and she feels like, well, should I tell them? And because apparently they keep asking her about him. So she's kind of stuck in the middle. And I do feel bad, because this is really no fault of her own, right?
Hmm.
Right. I mean, she wanted Corey to back her up. But Corey and I to back her up. But all I wanted is her apartment.
Yeah.
So.
Breezy's got ulterior motives going on here.
Like,
so I think you're...
So you want
like,
her
I think
to say something.
Should
so
say
that...
something so I can slide right in.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I only have $3
well,
in my bank account.
My thing is this. If you're going to weigh your options... Your friends find out that you knew this, you didn't tell them. They're probably not going to be your friends anymore, right?
But they're kind of friends.
Yeah.
That's where you're getting me here, because
yeah.
I have a lot of kind of friends, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm sure you
people
do.
That you walk past and like you have a conversation with, and like maybe you hang out from time to time out of obligation and stuff.
Right.
But these people are coming to her apartment.
Yeah, I've had kind of friends at my apartment.
Really?
Yeah, totally. Just like, you know, you have an event and you feel like you need to invite some friends from work or from school or mm-hmm. whatever. So like... I have kind of friends that I would definitely throw under the bus for a nice apartment.
it's tough because there's that, right? They're going to, if they find out, which ultimately this will blow up because
for sure.
These situations don't ever last.
Especially if they're coming to the same apartment that she lives with and
yeah.
he lives
we
at.
Actually,
how does that work?
We actually had a texter say on the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. It's a simple fix for that woman. Just invite her friends over and just see what happens.
That's what I was going to say.
That's
I was
totally
gonna,
fair.
I want to do like a parent trap situation. Bring them both over. Have one of them, you know, getting down with the other. And then have her walk in and be like, what's going on, Johnny?
Man, that Marvin
Johnny's
Gaye's
like,
really
oh my gosh.
It's
all very
and then you're
dramatic.
Scot-free. You're good. You're gravy,
yeah,
baby.
Honestly, that's probably the best bet. Try to get them to catch each other without having any involvement in it.
And then just do the Homer Simpson where you slide
slowly
into the bushes.
Slowly go back into
back
the bush.
Away.
Some more texts coming through. Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. This texter saying, talk to him first.
Mm.
See, I don't know if that's a good idea, because you're already inserting yourself more into the situation.
And
than
he
you
could
need to
use
be.
That as ammo against you.
For
like,
sure.
Keep your mouth shut or you're homeless.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And that's dangerous. Okay. And I don't know. Breezy, you feel me on this one? Super broke. So any opportunity to get
$3.
Any opportunity to get a super nice apartment for mad cheap, I think it's worth a couple friendships.
All right. Now let's say they're not kind of friends. Let's say they're best friends.
Best friends, out of the question. No chance. I would
wow.
definitely tell them.
This is
sure.
like this is like in the Grinch when the heart grew like four sizes. You're not a complete and total utter dirtbag. Okay.
I only care about five people, and that's pretty much it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.